We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tazayin, and Amir Tashem, we will do all of Siman Tazayin tonight. The Mechaber discusses in Sif Tazayin the shiur talus, the size of the garment that is going to be chayiv in tzitzis. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, shiur talus shechayiv in tzitzis, the size of a garment that is going to be chayiv in tzitzis has to be sheyiskase ba ba'orech u'barochev rosho v'rubo shel katan. It has to cover lengthwise and widthwise the head and the majority of the body of a child. Hamishalech levado bashuk ve'eno tzarech acher l'shamro. What kind of child? A child that will walk by himself in the market and he does not need a guardian. So that age child, which we'll see is a nine-year-old, it's a garment that will cover the head and majority of the body of a nine-year-old. And the Ramah writes, V'oz chayev b'tzitzis, then he's chayev in tzitzis. And then the Ramah adds an additional criteria, V'dafko k'shehagodo lovsho pa'omim arai v'yotze bo lashuk. Says the Ramah, besides requiring this garment to cover the head and the majority of the body of a katan, that is 9 years old, it also has to be that a gadol would wear such a garment sometimes on a temporary basis and he would go outside to the shuk with his garment on. So we'll see all the details of this in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's begin on the bottom of page Chav Ches, Sif Katan Aleph. We said it has to cover the orech and rochav of the katan. Right, correct. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Shal Katan, Vahainu Ben Teshanim. This is talking about a child that is 9 years old. And then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, B'tshuvas ramintz, simen kuf yud mefalpel heyach yotzin bedalat knofos akatanim mizeh hashir. He asks, how is it that we see people going out nowadays with a pair of tzitzis that is smaller than the minimum shir? V'toref dvarav, and the essence of his words are as follows, d'mutav leilech bohem mileilech kohayom b'li tzitzis. It's basically better than nothing. It's better to go out with these tzitzis that are not the right size rather than go without tzitzis at all. And if you look at note number one, he writes, Ubetama dover kosov b'shalas and shuvas Torah l'shma, shekevan sheyesh baze zeichel u'mitzvah. Since it has at least a commemoration of the mitzvah, yesh schar al zeh, there is a reward for this. V'kein masha kosov al shulchan aruch l'kamon, it's a little bit similar to what the shulchan aruch says later on in Hilchos Lulav, shebishas atchak she'ein benimtza lulav kosher. If a person's in a very pressing situation and he cannot find a lulav that is kosher, yesh litol lulav pasul v'lo bracha, one should take a lulav that is pasul without a bracha. So here also the Ramintz is saying that of course you shouldn't be taking this, but people are doing it. They don't have a regular garment that's the proper shear. So this is better than nothing. At least it's a commemoration of the mitzvah. Ubedarchei Moshe Simin Ches Kosov. I'm back in the Mishnah Berurah, the last line. Ubedarchei Moshe Simin Ches Kosov LaLamid Ha'om Sheyavarchu BaBoker Al Talis Gadol VYiftru Es Hakaton VYelchu Bo Kol Hayom. Ubedarchei Moshe writes that we should teach the nation that they should make the bracha in the morning on their talis gadol, and that should pater the talis katan, which is not the proper size, and then they should walk with that the whole day. Turning to page 56 in the Mishnah Berurah, umikom makom, but in any case, as the Mishnah Berurah, in efshar la'adam shi'asa gadol shu kashir, if a person is able to make a pair of tzitzis that's the proper size, matovu manoim, how beautiful it is, ad kam l'shono, that is the words of the Darchei Moshe. And now the Mishnah Berurah continues and tells us, V'yasa ha'kseifayim shel ha'talas koton rechovim kedei shiu nikarim. A person should make the shoulders of the talus koton of his pair of tzitzis wide in order that it should be recognizable. V'yia aleihem toras beged v'lo shem ritzuos. It shouldn't be considered just straps. It should be considered really a beged. And the source for that is a very interesting source. If you look at the notes, in note number two, he says, Mekor dvarav mehamachzas ha-shekel. And the source for this is brought down in the Machzas ha-shekel. Shebir, he explains, Shemasakosav ha-maharil. That which the maharil says, the following line, Delolisi avira dahai gisa u dahai gisa mevatalei. This is an expression that is really borrowed from Erevin, from Hilchos Mechitzos, that we don't want to have the airspace on this side and the airspace on that side be mevatal, the wall in the middle. So over here also, we want to have a considerable shear of the shoulders where the tzitzis are, not have little straps. We don't want the air on this side and the air on that side to mevatel it. Hareza Loshon Mushal. This is a borrowed language. The Ein Kavanoso Elo Shetzarech Sheyu Akseifayim Nikaros Hetev. And all he means to say is that the shoulder should be a recognizable part of the beged. Al Manas Sheyi Aleihem Shem Beged. So we should have upon that part of the garment also a Shem Beged. Velo Shem Ritzuos Ba'alma. We shouldn't have on those things a name of a strap only. It should be called a beged. That is how the Masa Shekel explains it. However, the Chazon Ish takes the Maril very seriously. The Maril says we don't want the airspace on this side and on that side to be mevatel the middle. Vasher al kain hitzrich sheyu shnei haksafayim rechavos mineka beis hatzaver. The Chazon Ish therefore says, based on this Maril, that we need the straps on both sides of where the neck hole is going to be, each one has to be wider than the hole. The Chazon Ish ends off and says, Shekevan shu nogeya lidaraisa, since this is nogeya to a mitzvah daraisa, ein lahokil bazeh, one should not be lenient in this matter. V'chein kosel bekovetz igros, sheyu akseifayim rochvon 21 centimeters kolachas. Each shoulder should be 21 centimeters wide, v'acholol 18 centimeters, and the airspace in the middle for the neck should be less than that, should only be 18 centimeters wide. And he ends off and he says, V'nikra k'tas min ha-kosef, ad asher ein bo kedei meruba al-aparet. And if a little bit of the shoulder gets ripped, so you don't have more closed than open, meaning the hole in the middle is going to be bigger than the closed up side because it ripped a little bit. So the Chazon Ish writes about that, she'ein ha-tzitzis psula, that will not pass the tzitzis, mishum shekara lo nechshav kechoser. A tear is not considered as if it's missing. The kevan she'rov ha-talus shlema ein ha-kera mafsid. And since the majority of the talus koton is complete, this little tear is not going to take away anything. But bekitzer, the Mishabura just said that the shoulders should be wide and they shouldn't be called straps, they should be called a beged. The source we see in note number 2 is from this expression of the Ma'aril that the avir from this side and the avir from that side shouldn't be mevatelit. The Masa Shekel just explains that it's a borrowed language, it just means to be, it should be a considerable size. And the Chazon Ish takes it seriously that each shoulder, each part of the beged of the tzitzis on the shoulders should be, each one should be bigger than the hole that is there for the neck. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, the Ramah said, Va'oz chai betzitzis. If the garment is large enough to cover the rosh of a rubo of a katan, so then it is chayv and tzitzis. Who's chayv in the tzitzis? Gadol halosha. Obviously, we're talking about a gadol. That's who's chayv and tzitzis. So a gadol who wears such a garment is going to be chayv. La puke im ein bo ze hashir shal rosh of a rubo, to exclude a case where the garment does not have that measurement of rosh of a rubo, oz lukuli al mepater. Then, according to everyone, that garment is pater. Afilu im hagadol yotze ba ba'akroy lashuk. Even if you have the second criteria, that a gadol will go out sometimes with it in the shuk, if it does not have the shear of rosh of rubo shakatan, that will be pater in tzitzis. However, the Mishabura ends off and says, ach, im derech anshe ha-mokom sha-gadolim yelchu bo bekeva lashuk ve'enam misbayishim. But if the people of the city will go out in a more permanent way to the market and not embarrassed, I mean, they wear it on a more consistent basis, mashma midivri habach dechai betzitzis. It's mashma from the Bach that even if it doesn't have the shear of rosh of a rubo, but it's a type of garment and the size of a garment that most people would go outside with it on a permanent basis, that already would qualify as a garment that is chai betzitzis v'ayin bir alacha. So I'd like to first look at note number 3, and then I'd like to look a little bit at the Bir Halacha. Note number 3 says, V'achazon ish kosov shedivri habach tmuim. He says that this bach is a wonder. In other words, the bach is saying that even though the ikar requirement is rosh of rubo shel katan, even without it, it's okay as long as you have that gedolim would go out with it on a permanent basis, that would be okay alone, and the Chazon Ish is not like that. Od kosov shom, also the Chazon Ish says further, sheshir habeged kavua. The shear of a garment that's required for tzitzit is set. The ein bo shir rosh of rubo shakatan, and if it does not have that size of rosh of rubo shakatan, eino nechshav beged. It's not called a beged. Afo pisha gadol yichto latzeis bo. Even if a gadol designated it to go out with it, the afim mina kol ben the ira latzeis bo, it doesn't have the right size. And the Chazon Ish therefore argues with this bach and says, I disagree with the Mishavura who brings the bach that we don't hold that way. You need to have a size of rosh of rubo shakatan. I don't care if a gadol goes out with it temporarily, goes out with it permanently. If it doesn't have the size, it doesn't have the size, and it's no good. If you look at the first Bir Halacha on page 56, we'll just do a few lines of this. It says, V'oz chayiv betzitzis, ayim b'mishavura mashikasavnu gadol halovsho. So we pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah that even though the description of the size of the talus that's required is the size of a talus that would be worn by a katan that would cover Rosh Uvarubo, that creates the chiyav on the garment for a gadol who wears it. But now the Mishnah Berurah wants to know, and this is what everyone's waiting for, to know for their children, but what's the size of a tzitzis for a child? So here the Bir Halacha tells us. I am Mishabur Mashikasamnu Godal Halovsha Pirish. The Bazem Maria Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. A Godal being Yotzi is Mitzvah Tzitzis. Ula Inyan Arbil Knafo Shul Koton Shiagil Luchinach Shechayev Oviv Lahatabo Tzitzis. Like we're going to see in Mirtz Hashem on Sunday in the next Simmin. But in terms of a four-cornered garment of a Koton that reached the age of Chinuch for Tzitzis, that the father's chayv to put tzitzis into his garment, misharin b'rosh v'rubo shel katan kimoshehu. There we take the rosh v'rubo of each individual katan. V'im bar shisu, if it's a six-year-old child, misharin b'rosh v'rubo shelo. Then we evaluate the rosh v'rubo of the six-year-old. V'chayv oviv midrabanon lahatel bo tzitzis. That's from the Prima Gadim. So again, even though we're describing the shear of a talus for a gadol being a garment that a 9-year-old would cover Rosh Uvaru of a 9-year-old, but when it comes to a child for chinuch, the garment has to be the size that it covers that child's Rosh Uvarubo. That's what it, so it goes by each individual child. Now, this idea of a 9-year-old, that's for a gadol, but for each individuality of a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, it goes by that child, as long as it will cover Rosh Uvarubo of him, then it will be good for him, mitzad dinei chinuch. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkatan Gimel, this is going on, the Rama said that it's that besides what the Machaber said, that it has to be covering the Rosh of a Rubo of a 9-year-old, a child that will go out by himself to the market without any kind of chaperone, the Rama added on and said, Dafka, if the Gadol would wear it sometimes temporarily to go out to the Shuk. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Gimel, Ksha Gadol, Ben Yud Gimel Shana, a 13-year-old, he'll go out La Shuk. Zakta Mishaburis of Katan Dalad, O Le Pesach Beso Barachov. It's Lav Dafka that he has to actually go out to the market. It could even be that he goes to the entrance of his house towards the street. Avol, however, Im HaGodol Misbayish Lotzezbo Afilu Bakroi Lashuk. But if the Godol is embarrassed to go out with such a garment, even on a temporary basis to the market, Lo Choshev Ksus Afilu Im Lo Shov Beso. It does not get a din of a garment, even if he wears it in his house. If he will not wear it outside sometimes, either to the shuk or outside his house to the rechov, it does not get a chiyav tzitzis, even if he wears it at home. V'yesh chokim bazeh, says the Mishnah Berurah, some argue on this, v'svirulu, they hold, de lo ba'inan rak im yeshbo kidei lechasos rosho v'rubo shel katan. They say that we don't require the second requirement that the Ramah brings down, and all we need is that this garment will cover the rosho v'rubo of a katan. V'hiskimu ha'achronim, the achronim agree, lahachmir, to be stringent, shelo levarech atalas katan, af sheyeshbo kdei rosho v'rubo shel katan. They say, do not make a brach on a talis katan, even if it has the size of rosh v'rubo shel katan. Im ha'gadol misbayish lotzeis bo ba'akroi l'shuk. If a gadol is embarrassed to go out with his garment temporarily, quickly to the shuk, don't make a brach on this. The af shehu yotzei bot l'daitu etzel ka'odom. Even though this person might do it, but if that garment in general, the general populace would be embarrassed to go out with such a garment, even if you would, says the Mishnah Berurah, the achronim come out that you should not make a brach on it. But there's a very important thing that we have to see over here, a very important bir halacha, which clarifies this tremendously. But before that, let's just look at note number 4. Ve'achazonish kasav, shelachora ein makom lahachmir. Really, there should be no place to be stringent. In other words, the Chazon Ish is saying, you don't have to be stringent not to make a bracha if Gedolim wouldn't wear this outside in the street. That which the Rabbanon tell us, that a Gadol has to go out with it, ain't that tanai nosaf. That's not an additional condition which the Ramah was mashma. Elorak tam l'shir shal rosh uvah shal katan. It's just giving a reason for the size of rosh uvah shal katan. Shekenu ikir teva b'nei adam latzis b'shir zeh. That is the size that a Gadol normally would not be embarrassed to go out once in a while with. If it's a garment that will house the Rosh of a Rubo of a 9-year-old, a Gadol Mistama would not be embarrassed to go out with it once in a while to the Shuk. But it's not an extra requirement that we need it. As long as you have Rosh of a Rubo, that would be enough, says the Chazonish. The Chen Kasav Hashon Halacho, should ask the Chazonish, know the Shiyach Levarech, and therefore the Chazonish holds that if it is the right size, even if people do not go out with it, it's fine. You do not require people going out with it. That's just a sign that it's the right size. Because normally, when you have a garment that's that size, it will be worn by people outside. But you punked have a case where people wouldn't wear it outside where you live. That's okay. The main thing is the size. And if you have the size, the Chazanir says you can make a bracha. Unlike the Mishabura that says that without the other criteria of a gadol going out with it once in a while to the shuk or to the rechov, you would not make a bracha. Now, I want to just, there's a Mishabura in the Bir Halacha that clarifies a lot. Look at the Bir Halacha, the second Bir Halacha, Lashuk. I'd like to read through a bunch of lines over here. I am b'mishabura b'mashika savnu. Look what we just mentioned, the mishabura v'hiskimu ha'achonim l'hachmir. We just mentioned the mishabura that the achonim agreed to be machmir. That if gedolim will not wear this garment outside because they're embarrassed, so then it does not count as a garment to be chayv and tzitzis, and you shouldn't make a bracha. L'chore tzarech iyun. L'fi zeh bizmanenu. Eich onu mevarech na'atalas katan shalonu. So then nowadays, we need iyun, because how are we making a bracha on our talas katan? Afilu miyebo shir aruch. Even if we have a proper shir. Halo ein derech shum godol lelech bo bashuk. No godol's going to wear this garment outside in the shuk. Aval be'emes ze'eno. However, that's not really true. The gadol nikra b'nyanenu nar b'nyur gimel shana. A gadol does not mean a 50-year-old. A gadol means a 13-year-old. K'demashon b'divrei habach v'arches l'chaim. V'lashuk shekosel b'shulchan aruch lav dafka. And again, like we mentioned before, to go out lashuk is lav dafka. To adin al pesa peso b'rechov. K'mo shekosel v'al yirabe. Could just be he goes outside his house to the street. And there's no way that a 13-year-old is embarrassed to go outside his house to the street for a little bit once in a while with such a garment, and therefore it's not really a problem. But then the main thing I want to see is the next point. Od nearly pashit, and furthermore, it appears to me pashit says the Bir Halacha. Belav hachi, even without this, that I'm telling you, it's a 13-year-old and he just has to be able to go to the street. Besides that, the al yedei zeh lo bata b'menu shem beged. Anyway, this doesn't cancel from it the shame beged, the fact that gedolim not wearing it outside. V'lo amru rak imu mizbayish leilech bo mipnei kitzuro. We're only discussing when a person is embarrassed to wear it because it's too small. The inlokein, because if not so, afilu imiya batalas katan kedei roshu v'rubo shal gadol. Because if not, even if the tzitzis would be the size of a roshu v'rubo shal gadol, v'afilu imyagia ad karsulov. Hachanami diyftar mitzitzis. So you're going to pata some of the tzitzis. People don't like wearing their tzitzis outside. We don't wear tzitzis outside. So if I'm embarrassed, I have a huge pair of tzitzis. That's roshu v'rubo shal gadol. So it's going to be pata from tzitzis because a person's embarrassed to wear it outside. We don't normally wear tzitzis outside. The chitei machanami, if you're going to say that so, imkein b'mekomo shagodol mizbayish lotzebo b'talos gadol bashuk. So in a place where a gadol is embarrassed to wear a talus outside, a talus gadol outside in the shuk, hachanami the talus gadol yifter mitzitzis, that's going to be a patur tzitzis because a person is embarrassed to walk outside with his talus on? Obviously not. Elvadai, rather for sure, says the Bir Halacha, the kavanas hagemorahu dafka im anshe hamedina mizbayishim lelech bo bakroy lashuk mishum kitzuro. The only point we're addressing over here is not that they're embarrassed because there's a lot of goyim around, they're wearing a prayer shawl, and it's not because they're embarrassed because they usually wear it underneath, they're wearing it on top. It has nothing to do with that. They're purely embarrassed on the size. That's all it is. If they would be embarrassed on wearing a garment that size, that's going to be a problem. Then it's not called a beged. Unlike all the other cases we're discussing, not because the embarrassment is that he doesn't want to look funny by wearing his talus over his garment or his tzitzis over his garment. I want to stop in the Bir Halacha, but that, he's clarifying that when the Ramah says and when the Mishabura says it has to be a gadol wouldn't be embarrassed to go out with it, it doesn't mean he would be embarrassed to go out with a pair of tzitzis over his clothes. That's not what it means. It means a garment that size, he wouldn't be embarrassed to go out with it. So we need to have the two criteria according to the Mishabura. In order to make a bracha, one is that it covers Rosh of Rubo Shal Katan, and a gadol would be okay going out once in a while to the shuk or to the rechov with a garment that is that size. Doesn't mean he would be happy to go out with that garment midin, that it's a tzitzis, that he's embarrassed maybe to walk out with tzitzis. But it means if it wasn't tzitzis, if it was a garment that size, would be embarrassed to go out because the garment is too small. If he's not embarrassed of the size, that would be a fulfillment of the criteria and he would be able to make a bracha. I thought that was a very important point to clarify. That's not a matter of the gadol being embarrassed of tzitzis. If he would be embarrassed of the size, then that would patter. That's what the Mishabura is saying. Back to the Mishabura, we're in the middle of Sif Katan Dalad. Yes?
What's there to be embarrassed of?
Well, if you had a shirt that was like going up to here, you'd be embarrassed.
Like an undershirt on there? Like you're talking about like...
No, just that size garment. You want to wear clothes that look normal on you. So if you'd be embarrassed to go, you know, a certain clothes you'd wear everywhere, but you'd be a little more lenient if you just go and take out your garbage to the street, right? But something that you'd be embarrassed on the size, or if you're wearing a shirt that was going up to above your belly button, you might not walk out that way. If that's the only garment on the top of your body, you might not walk out that way. So therefore, it has to be that it covers Rosh Uvarubo, and that it's the size that Gedolim would go out with it on a temporary basis to the Rehov.
That's why we use it inside.
The Afshehu Yotze. Oh, fine. So we're in the, we're in Sifkot and Dalud. We are seven lines down from the beginning of Sifkot and Dalud. Ubeinyan Shir Rosh Uvarubo. Now we're going to get to some numbers. We've been saying till now it has to cover Rosh Uvarubo, Shalkatan of a 9-year-old. What is that? Let's talk numbers. Let's talk Amos. What are we talking about over here? So Ubeinyan Shir Rosh Uvarubo, in terms of the measurement of Rosh Uvarubo, Kosov Besefer Priharetz Beshem Sefer Derechachma Sheshiuro Shloshes Rivei Amma Ba'orech. It's 3/4 of an Amma lengthwise. V'chatzi amma barochav, and half an amma widthwise. That's shita one. V'kosav al zeh amachzus ha-shekel, v'ha'arzos ha-chayim, she'ein semach lozem in ha-shas. There is no source for that in the shas. U'beprap in ma'shekosav chatzi amma barochav. Specifically, that which he says, a half an amma widthwise, there's no source for that in the shas. U'minog anshe maisa l'daktik, and the custom of the anshe maisa is to be exacting, she'yeh bo amma milafonav v'amma l'acharav. And there should be an amma of beged in the front, an amma of beged in the back. V'nekev beis hatzaver ein ola minyan. And the hole where your neck goes in does not count in the cheshbon. Besides the hole, there should be an amma in the front, an amma in the back for the anshe maisa. U'betalis koton kaze yotza min asvekos. With such a talis koton, you are exclude yourself from any kind of doubt. V'yachal levarech alav, and you can make a bracha on it. I'll tell you what an amma is in a second. The alko panim lo yifchos mishloshes rivi amma ba'orech l'kol tzad. At the very least, you should have no less than 3/4 of an amma on either side. Now look at note number 7 for a moment from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was medaktik shelo kosav kana mishabura ma'ushi rochav atalus. Notice, he brought down the first shita that said a half an amma widthwise. He brought down another shita that blasted that shita. But now when he says what the anshe ma'is to do, the best way, the very least, he doesn't mention the width. So says the Chazon Ish, Shem rochav atalas hu amma. If the width of the garment is an amma, yesh lahokel shia orech atalas shloshes rivei amma l'chotzad. Then it's enough for the length of the tzitzis to be 3/4 an amma on both sides. Dehainu shesach kol orech atalas yia amma v'chetzi. Which means the whole entire orech of atalas would be an amma and a half, which sounds a little bit different than the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah said that when you're counting the am in the front, the am in the back, or the 3/4 in the front, 3/4 in the back, it's excluding the whole. Right? The Chazon Ish sounds like you're looking at the whole garment as 1.5, which is 3/4 and 3/4. Sounds a little bit different. Sounds like he's factoring in the whole. Otherwise, the whole garment wouldn't be an am and a half. But again, normally an amma, the smallest size of an amma would be about 18 inches. And the larger size of an amma would be 24 inches. But we're talking about that you could make a bracha, even like we're saying in the Mishnah Berurah, if it's 3/4 of that. So, you know, if you make the cheshbon, 3/4 of, 3/4 of 24 is 18, right? And 3/4 of 18 gets you in the 14 area. So it means it could be 14 inches, at the very least, you know, possibly, that would be okay as a garment, lefidus, at the very least, of the anshe maisa, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, and certainly the fidus Chazon Ish that we just saw, that if it's an amma widthwise, if you'd have, well, the Chazon Ish holds the more machmir shita. So I guess you have 24 that way, you could have 18 going down according to the Chazon Ish. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, again, the alko ponim at the very least, lo yifchos mishloshes rivei amma. You should have no less than 3/4 of an amma ba'orach l'kol tzad on the length of each side on the front and the back. The ilav hochi yesh boch shash bracha levatala. If you don't have that, there's a concern if you make a brach on it that you're making a bracha levatala. Ki kosvu ha'achronim shemodadu v'nimsa sheshir rosho v'rubo shalkotan hu amma v'chetzi. Because the achronim measured and they came out and said rosho v'rubo shalkotan is an amma and a half. Again, now he sounds like the Chazon Ish. I guess that's the anshe maisa. They don't count the whole, right? Was that part of the anshe maisa? Yeah, that was the minog anshe maisa. So it could be that that's like a chumrah, not to count the whole, but if the whole beged is an am and a half, that would be okay, which is, again, another kula. V'ayin bir alacha. U'mashin o'hogin ha'ashkenazim, that which some Ashkenazim have a custom. She'lokin chatichas beged katan, they take a small piece of material Echem milafana ve'echem milachra, a little piece in the front of their bodies, a little piece in the back. Ve'tofrim behen ritzuos, and they sew on some straps. Ve'osim behen tzitzis, they make like a pair of tzitzis out of a little piece of garment in the front, a little piece of garment in the back, much smaller than we're discussing over here. Ein yotzin bazeh klalcho v'tzitzis, they are not yotze whatsoever, they're chiyuv of tzitzis. And besides the fact that the mevatel mitzvah tzitzis did not be mekayim their mitzvah, mevarchin brachel batola b'chol yom. They're saying a brachel batola every day on this garment. Va'over malosisa, and they're over the yisur of losisa, saying Hashem's name in vain. Gam osur losis lo b'shabbos. It also be usur to be carrying, wearing such a garment outside on Shabbos because the tzitzis are pasul. Kemavur b'simin yud v'yud gimel ayin sham. V'al kol ponim ha'osin kein lo yivarchu aleim. At the very least, if those people who are wearing such garments should not make a bracha on it, el yivarchu baboker al talis gadol. They should make a bracha on the talis gadol in the morning. Ubaze yechu kol yom. Then they can wear this other semi pair of tzitzis the rest of the day. Kevan shem b'chavnim al kol ponim baze shul levatel mitzvah tzitzis kol yom. Because here their kavanah is they were yotzei their mitzvah, I guess, of tzitzis in the morning, and here they're just trying not to be mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis all day. They just, like we saw earlier in the very beginning, that they're just trying to keep a remembrance of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Aval kol yirei shemayim lo yismach al zeh klal, but anyone who has fear of heaven should not rely on this whatsoever. Elo yaseh beged mamish, he should make a real garment. Kol medina lefi minhago, each place according to its minhag. Ube'ezem mekomos nohagin shabeged hanikra kamizel ovest. In some places where they're knowing to wear these garments, called a kamizel or a vest, which sounds like it's a vest, hu pasuach mila acharav, it's open in the back, va'otsim bo tzitzis b'dal kanfosav, it's slit in the back, and therefore they put on tzitzis on the four corners, va'ashri lehem, praiseworthy are they, rak she'tzarach lizar she'yia ruva pasul, they just have to make sure that when it's cut in the back, to make it into four corners, again like we saw many times, that it's cut up majority of the way. Like we discussed many times, our undershirt tzitzis, you have to make sure that they are cut up majority of the way in order to be considered four corners. It's better for a pair of tzitzis not to have a place for your arms, not to have sleeves. Better not to have sleeves, possibly not to have undershirt tzitzis also. Possibly that's better to avoid according to the Arizal. In lova shatalis v'niskapil tzas kederach lovshe begodim. If you put on your tzitzis and it gets folded like on your body, it gets smushed together a little bit and it's not spread out to the proper shear. V'achash v'niskapil embo kashir rak lachasos rosho v'rubo. And when it's folded over, it doesn't have the shear anymore of rosho v'rubo. Kosa b'tshuvas beis Yaakov dekevan she'omid l'espashik k'poshet dami avshul n'espashit adayim. Since it's able to be undone and it's going to be opened up, so we view it as if it's opened already, as opposed to v'harei yeshbo kashir, and therefore it has a shear. Ayin sham v'ayin b'vnei chiyah talis katan sheyeshbo kedei lachasas rosho v'rubo, a talis katan that has the right size v'ayidei hatfira einbo kashir, and it didn't just get folded over while you were wearing it, but you actually sewed it up. You sewed it closed a little bit to make it more comfortable. That is pater. That is, where we go. Last line, Pater mitzitzis, sham simit samalva, v'chein kasav lekar hakem, but that would be Pater, because that's not omit to be open, because it was sewn shut. There's an interesting note over here from the Erlat Seal, note number 10 points out, but if you wash it in the washing machine, then it shrinks. So that's, you don't go by the original size, even though we have many things in Hilchos Tzitzis where we go by what it was original. Like we said last night, if you put the holes in the right place and the hole gets ripped down, so as long as it's still there, it's fine because it was put in the right place initially. But we don't say that by the shear of the garment. If the garment was the proper shear, you washed it in the washing machine and it shrunk, so you don't go by the old size, you go by the new size. It has to be the proper size right now to be Roshu Verubo Shalkatan. We'll stop here, and Amit Hashem will start Simon Yud Zayin on Sunday.